are coming. We are seeing what is going on in the media. The looting of Omotoso with the girl. I'm suspecting that really something must be done. We've been saying that this is gender activity, that it must not be 16 days of active. Of activities of gender and search of women and kids. Seemingly, we were right. When we are listening, look at that thing. As parents also, we must play a role with our kids. Usually, normally, when you are going to church, you always go with your mother, your father. If now we are allowing 14, 13 year girls to go and becoming very involved in church alone, being girls, maybe we're just thinking that really there's nothing that can happen in the church with our girls. I'm suspecting, I'm just reflecting, because this thing is affecting us even when we are listening at the in the TV. Sometimes supposed to switch off. Something is not right in our country. But there was a reverend, maybe can I call pastor, because now these names of pastor, we're thinking that is only for these churches, which I don't know what kind of churches. One other reverend said in the TV, we must not just thinking all the churches and reverend or pastors are like that. We must differentiate it between those who are doing ABC. But we must play a role in our communities, we must play a role in our homes to look after our girls. Sometimes when your kids are not grown up in the church, you were thinking that they cannot cope in life. You grew up every day going to church. If you didn't go to church, you're even not going to be allowed to go and play. So these days, kids are having their own rights to choose which churches they want to go, but see what is going on. I'm raising this thing because we are a committee and we're the leaders of the society, that what is going on is not right. I wish that we must put the families of these girls in prayer and really. Maybe when we're saying law must take its course, but it's so horrible to listen when those who have gone to study for the law, they know what question must they ask or not to ask. We cannot, some of us argued that they were not supposed to ask those questions, but it's horrible. I'm saying, I'm reflecting as part of the society and the leader. It's not on, honorable members, it's not on. We must at least look at our kids. If we're belonging to Assemblies of God, if one of my kids decided to go to that, to those churches, I've been in one church where my daughter decided to go. I'm always going there to monitor, to check. So we must take responsibility of our kids, not only government, that government every now and then, but we must charity begins at home. I do have a feeling of that. We do have a responsibility. I don't know what to say, but I felt that I must say something about what is going on in PE. Thank you, honorable members. Honorable members who have an agenda in front of us, do you want to add anything, or do you want to adopt agenda as it is? Any guidance? But before that, the WIP noticed that our report, which is in point number one, is not completely, because we did go in the first, in that other time when Usune was still with us, we didn't adopt or consider that report because we're waiting for this report to be completed. So, which means there is a gap of this report that we're coming to consider or to adopt, if it's adoption. So I wanted that you must reflect on that, because we must remind us on the first visit of this oversight. And the report is there. Sune left us with the complete report forwarded to us. By now, even myself, I didn't notice that that report is not part of today's meeting.
Chair, I think if we can request our officials to include it. The reason in the main is that we believe the most important part of the Western Province Department, because they gave us their plans in terms of sport. They also, we also got, if you remember well, an input by Sports Council, the Sports Council of this province. So if we leave that, it means in terms of our objectives of the tour, we shall not have completed our intention to come here, because we must cover all aspects of the tour. So I think the best thing is that yes, oversight tour. Thank you.
Can we, honorable members, just note and maybe read this report in order that we must make time today, that other report must be circulated. What do you suggest? Honorable members, is this the meeting of myself and the honorable I don't want to give him, because he did put his views. But nevertheless, honorable Rakov.
Chair, if they can just include, like for instance, before the tour, they must just, like the presentation by the Department of Cultural Affairs and Sport, they can have that as the first thing, but include that presentation that we were given by the department, and then have on the same report the part of sports cancer. And then from there, others will be okay. It will be complete because when we took this talk, we went to where we ended up, George. But now we left the input of the department and the sports council, which is an important input. It means once we get that, we shall have given them a fair judgment if we are to make recommendation or to critique their performance.
But then I'm also quite sure who will have an oversight visit. It's not Tor will be touring it when please, I'm trying to correct you. Honourable members, anyone can adopt the agenda as proposed with an addition of what myself and Honorable Valhoma is saying. I don't know whether you are quiet because you are not sure what we are wanting. I'm not happy by your silence if we are not clear what we want to do. Honorable Valhoma.
Thanks, Chair. I'd like first to concur with the latter speaker on the additions or on the addendum that we are seeking, and at the same time adopt the agenda with the
No, I did hear you. Okay. Honorable member. Honorable Valhoma proposed and Honorable Dlovu supported. Can I must put an apology of our student advice. Our student advisor has put an apology because he's studying and now November is going to go abroad, and those people who are part of his studies, they've called him, so he's been granted an
pension
and a leave of today because he's doing that internship. So so are you going to take us with the report, or let's go page by page? Okay, because we are writing minutes. Let's take the report, Honorable Member. The additional information is going to be, we're going to get it from the office because the last secretary was part of that. She's no longer with us, but the report is in the office and she knows that the report is there. Unless we are saying that, let's not start it on what you have said. We adopt the agenda with the addendum. If we are saying that we cannot do anything with that addendum, I was not thinking that you were adopting it not to deal with what is in front of us. I'm saying let's deal with what is in front of us, and then when Iabedam is coming, as from today, we must read or on it, and then come back next Tuesday, and finish it. So let's go to page 1. Honorable Mutek, welcome. We are so scarce in our committee. We are missing you. The committee is not full when some of you honorable members, we are no longer attending our committees, let alone that we do get the apologies, but it's too much, honorable member, that we miss a member who's always contributing in the committee. For Honorable Jaiza, he did come to apologize. He's having some internal problems, so he may join us. So I'm noticing that the only apology which we're having is from Honorable Sithole. Other members now, they are no longer giving us apologies. Honorable Kakme.
Chair, sorry, I've got a feeling that my colleague is stuck in an aeroplane because he's...
You are right that it's not in time. Last week, that other week you said so. So if he's not answering, you are thinking that he's just coming today. Because really, yourself, Honorable Mhlongo, and the rest of the members, we are early in the committee. Really, even last week we didn't have your apologies, you were not part of us Friday. Then we've seen that it's only the members of, I'm sorry to say that, the members of the ruling party and the official opposition, they are only ones who are prioritizing this committee. Maybe it's nice when we are things in a committee meeting, because when maybe we raise it in the platform there, they are thinking that you are politically scoring, but the reality, honorable members, you must know that the only members who are prioritizing this committee work is the members of the ruling party and the members of the official opposition parties. But when maybe I must put it, because according to the register, it's saying members of the ANC, members of DA, they are consistently with us in this committee. So we are noting that, in so much that I must be open to you, when you were about to take a tour, other members, they were saying that we're doing this according to the rules of parliament. The rules of parliament is saying that first the official opposition followed the ANC and according to the parties. But I was feeling that if we can sit down as this committee and discuss, we can say that those who are supposed to go, if they want to go but not attending the committee, what's the use? We need to discuss and to be fair, saying that, but let's look at those who consistently attending the committee, but the rules doesn't allow that. We must be aware. They can even argue that the rules of parliament is saying that the first A, B, C, D, but in reality, in this committee, other parties are part-timing. They are not there for this committee. And it's not nice, honorable members, irrespective of apologies, but you can't apologize in a committee every meeting in about a quarter. If you are going to the register, we'll see the apologies of other parties. So I don't think it's on. We're about to finish the term. We must correct that. It's not nice. Honourable Bergman.
Chair, I just wanted to find out, you said something about a meeting that took place on Friday. Was that a mistake?
No, it was Thursday, I'm sorry. We said at 1 o'clock after our caucus, we must come and adopt the report. And we'll be the one who joined us is Honorable Fintan, who was part of us. So my disappointment, we didn't get apologies from you, who have accounted on you, because you were part of us every now and then.
On the day, you send an SMS, or she was a team. Yeah, or between the two. And I said, please, I'm now in trouble because I left in
the car. Because we are a family of this committee. When things are not right, we must talk in the committee. It's because Comrade Bergman, Honorable Bergman and Honorable Mhlongo, they are always attending. But on Thursday, we didn't get apologies. And now it's given that the Honorable Bergman, he forgotten Honorable Mhlongo. Honorable Mhlongo is saying that he came late. What do you say, Honorable Mhlongo?
Honorable Mhlongo. I
sent an email and was talking to Mr. Mhlongo, and he said, after the meeting, it's on, and then he said, no, he sent back, I'm sorry, I'm joking.
Okay.
Thank you, Honorable Member. Can we go page one, Honorable
Muteka? Thank you, Chief Mr. I think, I don't want to play defense or some sort, but the way you address it, it seems as if somebody's ill health is not considered. Because if somebody is not well, and then even the apologies is free, I don't know if the chairperson wants us to send the doctor's certificates all the time, as we do to our caucus leadership, because the language you are saying is sensitive, we just don't want to prioritize. If I'm in Cape Town, there's no way that I will attend the committee. There's no way. I serve only two committees, and they don't clash. It's Tuesday and Wednesday. So why should I be here and come to work? So my health hasn't been well for quite some time. So that's the thing. So, but anyway, I know I was not there, so I just wanted to play defense. I just wanted to play.
Now, Honorable Leader, you can't come to work when you are not well, but I'm just reflecting the blight of this committee, and I don't think I'm wrong. You are not only the member who has been not attending, but let alone that we've been getting your apology that you are sick, and we didn't even not a single day that we didn't acknowledge that. But the reality of this committee, the parties who are attending, that's what I was just saying. And we cannot say you didn't apologize and you didn't say that you are sick, but I wanted that we must reflect the plight of the committee, that other members of the other parties are not attending. And Mr. Njaiza is having so many committees, but he does come. So I was just reflecting, and I'm thinking that I'm correct to reflect. And I cannot say when we are sick you must come to a committee, but really, on Thursday we were just nearly to be one part, but fortunately, Mr. Bildan did come. So I raised it because of that, and we were worried. I was concerned that Honorable Bergman and Honorable Mhlongo, they are always part of this committee. So I was reflecting because of that. But I cannot shy away that they are the only two members from other parties that are consistently attending this committee. Let's go to page one, Honorable Members. The introduction.
You want to propose something?
I wanted just to check with you, Chair, as to whether when are we going to deal with the minutes, as I'm new in the committee.
According to agenda.
And I thought the agenda doesn't. Second point.
That's the second point.
I want to propose that we start, even though we have already adopted the agenda, since we are still waiting for the outstanding document, how about if we start with a minute so that it becomes the sequence for the deliberations of the day on the letter stipulated number one?
Honorable members, I do have a feeling that members, they don't want to say let's wait for agenda. and when I raised that, I was thinking that someone would be saying that this report is not complete. And I'm suspecting because you are responsible leaders, you were worried that we've called the meeting and the meeting will be dealing with only minutes. But I'm seeing now that there is this gap that we were talking about of this report. But let's go to the let's not go to the minutes, because we have adopted already the report. We cannot now, when we started to deliberate and chop and change, even the minutes won't be right. So let's go to page one. Honorable Muteka, Honorable Mhlongo, when we started, we've noticed that the report is not completed because it was a continuation of oversight. The oversight which we took, is it last year, when that incident happened, is not in here, because it was very important, because the department and the stakeholders, they did come, the sport council, they did come and elaborate. And then they even said they will join you on the ground. So it's not here. And then we've said we're adopting the report, the agenda with
hoping that that addendum will be attached. But I was thinking that because we're here, let's just peruse and look at this one in order that when that one it comes, what is going to be stipulated, it's going to be easy on that day. So I'm saying we're on page one. It was speculated actually. I know.
Wanted to find out on implementation, page one. Department has managed to implement 42%. Is the representation correct?
In which paragraph?
First one, the first paragraph. Line number five.
Forty-two percent.
Is it the right figure? The percentage. Yeah. I can verify it, Jack.
I'm suspecting when I was reading, because it was circulated, and I did remember. But if you need a verification, it's going to be done. I'm doing this in order that when the original report is coming, we're just going to deal with it only. So let's take our time correcting, adding in this one. Talking about the province, I don't know. Let's put question mark, because the content advisor is not here. He's going to give us answers. Can we go to page 3?
us in page 3. Page 4. Passing page 4, page 5. Page 6. May I ask this question? We think that this point 7.3 challenges with oversight, the 7.3.1.2.3.4, the ablution facilities were not always open for public use. Can it be correct when you say public use, but instead of those people who the community sport clubs, but if we are saying now public use, how can you, everybody who's passing by, can use those ablution
can we correct that it must be indicated that the commute sports clubs or were not always open for sports clubs, not for the public. I've noticed that, isn't it? Okay.
On page 6, 8.1, the Railton community is situated in a previously disadvantaged area. Doesn't make sense. It is not supposed to be the Railton sports ground. It's situated in a previously disadvantaged area.
Yes.
And you'll see that historically, this open sport area. Yeah, so we should correct that.
Chair, I also just wanted to find out, I can't remember how we've done it in the past, but we had two members of the, from page 5, the what they call the arts and, the sports and culture from the province, attending this oversight with us. Do we put this in anywhere here? You know, they stayed with us at their cost the whole time. I'm not sure that was done in the previous provinces, but I just thought somewhere we should make notes of these two, the chairperson and the chairperson and the member of the chamber.
Oh, that is the indication of the select committee that they've been with all the time, because in other provinces they don't even join us. Yeah, it must be part of the delegation, and then in that part of the delegation they must indicate that the provincial leadership, provincial sport, whatever they are calling, they've been with us until the end. Because we usually not get in some provinces, they don't even join us.
On page 2, under delegation.
Yes, it must be there. Can we go to page 7? You have noted what, oh, another person, okay. Let's go to page 7.
Page 7, the last bullet point there. Municipalities are requested to present a master plan of all their towns so that there is equitable share amongst all the towns within the municipality.
Correct it, then. What do you want to say about it?
I'm beginning to understand it.
Okay. We are noting, because the content advice is not with us, and we are noting, and even the secretary is noting. Honorable Bev?
Number 9, bullet number 8. My question there is, in both municipalities, councillors must support the councils that must support or this community must support and protect. What is the meaning of it? Councils can support but protect, I think, the community. Council support but
and the community
must protect.
Yeah. And community.
Can we pass to the last page, page 8?
Chair, I don't have a problem with the confusion, but I wanted to find out regarding the outstanding documents, did they send them because there were issues that are requested?
Yes, Mr. Song, they did send one document. I think it was a presentation that was done by the director. And he said there was a presentation that he had done previously and he was going to send it. I think that presentation was the one that was done in the in Parliament, in the first part of the oversight in Parliament. And he had promised to send that. That was the only document that was sent.
I forgot the name of that official, this young man, you members were saying I'm putting him to task.
From the municipality, they did not send. I remember it. Yes, I remember.
I will request the chairperson to write a letter on behalf of us that we are still waiting for those documents as well.
Yes.
Thank you for that. Honourable, next week will be entertaining the other report of the first visit in order that sometimes there's this thing that we note or we adopt the report. So thank you so much. Let's go to the
Chair, I'm concerned, and I think I've stated it in our last meeting, not then, when we do our planning or schedule, so to say. We tend to adopt this, they don't go to Parliament. And this is the only committee that they don't go to Parliament. I've never seen, since I came, maybe before the war, but since I joined 2 years ago, I've never seen any report that goes to Parliament, especially on oversight. What is the cause? Can you find out exactly? Because this must be adopted. If a recommendation, observation.
No, Chair, I think it should be our responsibility, all of us, to ensure that it's tabled through the, what is it called? Always our ATC,
okay.
But the issue is that to take them from being ATC to the program.
Yes.
So I'm saying all of us, we can play a role because we sit on the programming. All political parties do sit on the program. So we might have not have picked them up to ensure that they are tabled. So I'm saying let's ensure that all of us, once we have adopted the report, we should ensure that they are tabled. Because in terms of them being 80 seats, I check all the time, they do get 80 seats. But the only problem is that they are not taken to be placed in the agenda. And most probably you will find that because sport has got the smaller budget, you might find that they look at the pressure that they have and end up seeing which is the because they are always have got more reports. So that is why I'm saying we need to ensure that we find that they must not treat sports as the last or the the report of sports to be the last to be considered. We must file through our members that attend the program. So that way we will ensure that it's prioritized.
Nothing to think with my chairperson. This is also a sort of a concern that in most cases when we do oversight, there will be one of the things that we discover at that particular area. And in most cases, we would then recommend that this and that should be corrected. But do we have maybe a strategy or a criterion that we use in order to check as to whether what we have recommended has been corrected? I'm thinking about what George, there were things that you said that we felt should be corrected, as swelling up as well. And I'm asking, are we going to need them and to a point of, you know, one day going there to swelling up and then discover that there is a recurrence of the same thing that we must have discovered 3, 4, 5 years ago? I'm saying this chapter basing it on our previous oversight. When the committee went to the Northwest, there was a place at Friday, you need to remember of that area who gave us the program. There were many things that the committee recommended that it should be done. And I'm telling you, up to this far, nothing has been done. If you recall, Chairperson, we spoke about issues of not being not being disability friendly, and I'm telling you even today nothing has been done. Now I'm just worried, Chairperson, that when we had George, we said this and that should be done. Like for instance, at George, we said when people complained that those coaches were not supported, we asked, you know, whoever to support them. But are we going to check whether that has been done? I don't know. I'm just raising it as a concern to and maybe correct me if I'm wrong or if there is anything that I miss that we normally do. Thank you very much.
Can you comment also? Honorable Mhlong, I will give you. Honorable Mhlong, we've been discussing some of the what you call of our oversight. I do understand the Free State, we did with the Eastern Cape, we did with the Mpumalanga, and yes, we've been doing that. As he is saying that recently, we don't know, because we do adopt and forward, and then in the programming is where the problem is. But also, I've noticed that, I've forgotten, I was going to tell you, honorable members, that when we went to George, I've prepared a draft statement of our oversight. To my surprise, I was told that the communication somebody who's attached here, communication officer, he said to the content advisor, he's not going to issue that statement. They are prioritizing other committees, not this committee. I've forgotten, no one I did tell. I was very disturbed. I was thinking that let me take it to the committee. And when I've asked the content advisor that, have you edited that statement that I wanted it must be issued? He came back to me saying that all in vain, Chairperson. Who's this?
Mr. Maputo
saying that now they are not going to issue this statement. There are important statements that they are prioritizing. As we are seeing that one other time in a meeting, because sometimes when I've noticed something, I rather now share in the meeting, I've noticed that we are coming when there is a rally and with the cameras. You also come with the cameras. And in reality, did tell me that he's prioritizing that. I don't want to say a lot of things that outside he said why he has got an interest with Rabbi because he wants blah, blah, blah. As I'm sitting here, I've complained again to the content advising that it's very rare that you see the portfolio committee in that, what do we call, that it must be put there that today we're going to have
element.
Yeah. And then once I complained, I've seen it was once put that we're having the following meetings. In reality, is that the spring of sport and recreation, we have started as a committee to put a pressure on the MIG. Surely we've managed. And we are proud that something happened, but so many other things are not there, let alone that we are having the least budget as a committee, as a sport, irrespective of other countries, because this sport is supposed to have not least budget, because look at the scourge of drugs. If we have a lot of budget that whenever we are going, you get young kids doing nothing, taking kicks and whatever, because there are no facilities for sport. So, but as this committee, we have been saying that it must be prioritized, but to our understanding, even now the minister is putting that pressure that this department must be looked at, let alone that even other departments now, there is a cut of budget. But even to sport, there is a cut. But the first and foremost, if you're coming to parliament, you get people who are supposed to do what we are raising, Honorable Mhlongo. Some of us behind scenes, we thought that even the statements of sport, when we do forward, they are not issued by the committee members, but at least at the end we managed that we must be listened to, that when Musi or whoever is written something about sport, it must be that member, not to give in to the duty whip on that day. I'm saying that we're not folding arms, but as Honorable Radhoma is saying that in the programming we're all presented as parties. So we must raise these things sharply. There's something which is not on. Thank you that you raised this thing, Honorable Mhlongo. Honorable Muteka.
I don't want to repeat what you just said, but we all know that in South Africa, the sports and recreation is not a priority. And I can tell you, all the progressive countries, they are practicing sport, because sport is a solution to social ills of our communities. So, but here is not the case. since I know about this thing with Parliament or whatever, sports was always less prioritized. So it's not about us as school, because it's the kind of culture that we're creating and strong. You know, because I'm going to get it going. But my point is on follow up on an issue to what Roman Sister said. The follow up on the recommendations we've made when we did the audit. How do we know that really indeed there is progress there or isn't it? I remember when we were in Facebook, there was a sports field where more than 10 million was spent on. And that sports field was nowhere to be seen. It was nothing.
Hmm.
You see, and it was just built, never used, demolished. Nothing. It was destroyed. And there were recommendations, of course, and all. And we don't know even today what is happening there. I'm talking about the place where the municipal manager was talking to us as like a scooter. You are just talking the way you are. And we also did recommendations around that. What must be, something must be done. We don't know what happened and all that. So I was just saying what you're saying is very much important. We are not these things in Northwest and in George and other areas. We need to have a tool that will help us to see whether things are happening. Not 10 years later when you go there, it's still the same. So that way we'll be doing oversight just for the sake of complying with the parliament, but not to service, to help and improve the service. Thank you very much. Thanks very much.
Yeah, I think we have learned, because you remember that we just came, myself, and I think most of the people that were in sport, in terms of the system, how it works. We now know that once we have adopted the report, we need to ensure that it's tabled. Because once it is not tabled, we haven't made the recommendations to the minister. Because once it's tabled, it means we have made specific recommendations to the minister.
Mm.
That the minister, we have been to that area, this is our findings, and this is what we are recommending. And once we put time frames to the minister, it means once the minister has not implemented, we'll be in a position to can say, the minister, we made this recommendation, we can do a checklist of our recommendations, whether they are being implemented or not being implemented. So I'm just saying, you know, Parliament, you take time to learn. It's only now that I now know that once you have approved the report, you need to fast track it, that it must end up being tabled. So it means in our members that sit in the programming, you need to tell them that no, we've got the report, we want that report to serve in the council, because we've made these key recommendations. And then once those recommendations have been adopted by the council, then we've got a right to can put pressure on the minister, that the minister will have made this key recommendations. So going forward now, I think we have learned, all of us. We need to know that once we adopt this report and there is HEC, we need to ensure that we make sure that it serves in the programming, the prioritized. Otherwise, if we keep quiet, it's not going to be prioritized, and it means you know, the way I was told by Sunil, he said it is as if we have wasted money of oversight if the report has not been tabled. I think he did give us the report sometime last year before he left, where he was saying we have spent so much, but these are the reports that have not been tabled. And then because of that, I did try to ensure that they are tabled. You'll remember, Chairperson, that even if they can table out, but I didn't win because they ended up saying, no, those reports have served their time because so we lost. So I'm just saying we have learned, going forward, we can start with this one, ensure that it tabled, and then it means even this one. We need to make clear-cut implementable recommendations to the minister, and then put time frames as well, measurable time frames. So I'm just saying we've learned that, Chair. Going forward, we know what to do, all of us.
Yes, I'm sitting here. Something that we have achieved at this committee, the report of Eastern Cape, we did debate, and those recommendations we did get reports. As I'm sitting here, you know that we even fast track to call the department and Boxing South Africa, and then we gave them a task to go and meet the boxers in Eastern Cape, and they did come and report back. And the problem of Irabi also in PE, as we're sitting here, we've managed that, we've asked the department and the Rabi. It was just this weekend that I've seen that finally, as I was part of their AGM, that border Rabi, they were not part of their AGM because they couldn't account. And I've seen the statement saying that they've suspended them. And I called the president of Rabi saying that how I'm going to account to my committee. And I was called by media saying, I don't know. And he said he's going to forward the statement, because I was saying it was our good self as a committee that we've seen that, but finally they've acted. Those reports which we've debated, it was easy even when the relevant the stakeholders do come to us. As this committee, we're giving them the mandate of going and see what is going on. You know how things were in Eastern Cape. We came there, we were not happy, and we said, Minister Balula, Minister Tugas, go and do ABC, and we are getting fruits of our work in KZN. You still remember when we went to that municipality where there was a facility that the somebody who was owning that ground, as we are sitting here, we did ask the department during former minister Umbalula. We've been persuading, because even when we debated, we ask that, what are you doing? What is Muspala is doing? Because that's somebody who doesn't want anyone to use that field. It was built during 2010. So, as we are sitting here, we did debate and we did ask the minister, but as I'm sitting here, we're still waiting this question of time frames, because we didn't put time frames. We're still waiting. What have they done, if you still remember, that somebody didn't want anyone to get in that stadium, and it was within the municipality area. So I'm saying that some we've done, some we didn't. So it's nice that we are trying that once we still have. You know, one other thing is this thing of oversight. oversight, time frames or whatever, because I was said one other time, why are we not having time to go and do follow-ups when we have done things and to go back? But you know the programming, the problem with us here in Parliament is that programming committee. That programming committee will be sitting in the plenary, motions and state motion and another, what is other one? But those things never debated.
Notice of
statement. Sometimes we are not supposed to be in that plenary. We are supposed to be given a chance to go and do follow-ups. And if programming is so bad, it's not about the one party, because every party, they are sitting there. Our programming, it doesn't assist us that we must do what we are here for. We don't have chance to do the oversight and follow up on the oversight. We're always coming here, state of the point on motion of what emotion is, and
I'm not enjoying
I'm telling you, honorable member, because we are leaders, we need to discuss in our caucuses. Some of us have been talking with these things, and I'm telling you, e-programming is not what it used to be. I'm just saying, being a veteran of this parliament, some other things are not going well. But as we're sitting here, we cannot blame any party, because it's an inclusive meeting of e-programming. The programming starting, I've been sitting in Chief Whip's forum. That's the key forum. I've been sitting for about 10 years in Chief Whip's forum. In that forum, the parties, they do come with the proposal of the caucus. But if we miss in the Chief Whip's forum, the programming also is going to be like this. But even in programming, everybody is sitting there. But the key one, there's something called Chief Whip's Forum. That Chief Whip's Forum, I've been sitting for 10 years, and it was not a political structure per se. Things were just tabled and agreed upon that, let's reshape, let's do ABC. So we're just victims of our leaders, both of us. Let's go to the. Don't laugh. No, I know you want to talk. I've seen you doing notes. No. Okay, no. I'm seeing that you know we miss. Listen. We miss those vibrant discussion with you.
You know why I'm laughing, there was a chance for me. I'm laughing, but always I think the real work is in the community and coming out. South Carolina everything is done,
yes.
But it consumes a lot of time.
Yeah.
It consumes a lot of time.
Yeah.
Really. But
really, that's why I'm saying that no one must be blame any other one. We have leaders who are sitting there, both parties, they do have leaders, and that programming can be reshaped if, as caucus, individual caucus, we are putting his input. Like now, we are freely here putting very valid questions, not blaming anyone, but our own leaders. We must try to reshape this caucus of ourselves, because really, we don't do justice. We go for an oversight, we proposed, we waited to people sometimes who was not even part of that oversight to go and do a follow-up. But if they didn't, we were supposed to go our good selves to look whether they have done ABC. But happy to those who are going to come back And I wish those who are going to come back, they must plead it to be part of this committee. They have done a good work. If we can do a follow-up on this work, really. Let's go to the minutes, honorable members. Why are we having so many faults in it? We did adopt minutes. Are you
there's
correct?
Only one, yes, yes. There's only one outstanding from last term, and all these other ones are for this term.
Irrespective of the one that we have adopted. Also, I was saying that you have done a good. Yeah, no, but it's 1, 2, 3, next.
Four. Yes, then last.
9 October, 18 October, 4 September, and 18 October.
Four September, 9 October.
Let's start with 4 September. South African National Boxing Organization. Honourable members, now is the time for us to look at our minutes. We have 4 sets of minutes. We've got 4 September. We've got also 9 October.
And 16, 18.
Okay, in that order. And now we are in page 1 of the 4th September. Page 2. Page 4, page 5. No problem.
The committee members came to ask the following question. Maybe just the committee members asked.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Okay. I was already in page 3. If in page 5, if you have seen something, say page 5, page 4. He was not present. He wanted to ask something. He was. It's a correction.
But you can ask his corrections.
Corrections. If you don't get sense.
Thank you. The committee member, he had to ask the following questions to the leader. You are saying you should delete.
No. I think the committee member
asked
the following.
Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. The last page. 8.
put the minutes to you to adopt. Can you propose? Honorable Deb?
I propose for adoption come on the chair.
With the correction. Mm-hmm. Any second? Honorable Mshongo?
I second the adoption.
Thank you, Honorable Mshongo. Let's go to minutes of the 9th.
Chair, before we go to the minutes, can we have a monitoring tool for metasarizing?
Mm.
I'm asking this question here, cool. I'm the one who's been asking this, I don't see it happening.
No, can do what we are calling a post-it.
Okay, so
we have first
on a lighter note, check. Can we have that? Because the issues we have, for example, SASCOC and SA Athletic South Africa. There's a line which they don't, the relationship is not okay. And that we must follow it up. It's either we call them both or we deal with the issues separately. I don't know the mechanism that we can use. But I'm saying, can I have a monitoring tool or a spreadsheet whereby issues that are standing, when we call them, like you know, today, to me, I was even on our proposal, I've said it's for us to adopt this, so we must call an entity to discuss issues. I've raised issues with SADC and given consideration. The ASAP stuff. Now, I'm asking with that have the question of control. That's the
next thing. We want to discuss this and Usume website in the minutes, they must attach the matters arising and the action plan. Let's just remind, we did discuss and we started to do the action plan. That's a point that is valid. Let's go to pay your 2 minutes of the 9th of October. Page 1. Chair. Yes, Honorable Ndlovu.
Thank you. On page 1, I'd like to effect a correction on my initials. The order is BC. No.
Yes.
It's not CP.
Not CP.
Alphabetical start with B. Because I'm a B and page 2. Page 2
on the paragraph on opening and welcome. The chairperson, Ms. Bulani, welcomed all present at the meeting and expressed the appreciation that the guests had arrived early for the meeting and avoided a queue at the visitor center. It sounds as if it's tautology. Let's remove the first end after meeting. Welcome all present at the meeting, comma, express the appreciation. Then we leave the last end.
Correction noted. Page 3.
applies to item 3, first call for the court, the first sentence. And we delete the first N. Even the second one. Then we remain with the one after 12 October 2018.
We're still in page 3. Any other page? Oh, the last page. If, because sometimes the minute, if what Honorable Mkhango was saying, the action will be maybe asking the readiness of that extension of USASCOC, that they've asked extension of the report to the minister, but because there's no minister here, no one will wait it, because he said because the very issue in this is the issue of USASCOC, and we raised that, and minister said that they've asked an extension, so we'll hear then whether they fulfill those dates which were asked. Any adoption of the minutes? Honourable Beth?
Honourable Chair, there's my proposed adoption with corrections, thank you.
Honourable Tro?
Second.
Thank you. Let's go to minutes of the 16th. Page 2.
After opening the welcome, the chairperson welcomed all the brothers and commended
You're a teacher. You're a good teacher.
She used to be secretary of one of our organizations. She was like this, because she was writing minutes, and she was up to. We know her. Wanted that the minutes must be true reflection of the meeting. That's the skill. Page 3. Oh, that's so short. What? Meeting that you do that.
Oh, my
the adoption.
Thank you.
The correction.
The 18.
So the permission of the 18 have sent the
correction.
Can you correct it?
you must send a written apology, honorable member. It must be a written apology to all of you, like honorable Muteka has been away with the written apologies.
No, but to support the honorable Muteka, the guy who put the apology.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm just praising you.
But no. Chair, maybe he's campaigning. We're not sure that it's true.
Ah,
but no, Dr. Snow. Yes. Maybe he's campaigning. We are sitting here.
No, I was just saying. You know that he doesn't.
Honorable members. Honorable members. To me. To me, honorable. Don't disrupt my meeting. Please. Honorable members, I've said, honorable Mhlongo, you must have a written apology, not SMS apology. And I've said, honorable Muteka has been not with us, but with written apologies.
Can I follow it up on the chair?
Yes.
Yes, written apologies for conservative meeting, we have a right to ask.
No, 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 I don't have that power. No, I'm saying, listen. Now, you are tired, isn't it? As a chairperson, only my role is to accept the written apology, and the party, if it is not happy, page 1 on 18th of October. We are noting the apology through SMS of Honorable Mhlongo. We are noting an apology of Mr. Bergman, who said he's forgotten. It must be put like that.
Because
you apologize that you were not in the
that was poorly
dire. You're naughty. Page 2. Hello.
My apology to the meeting. I think it should be covered on this meeting because you agreed to meet the following day in a meeting that has been done with the
country.
Yes.
You want me to send it to
the
ethics?
I miss my Malachi.
We're all missing.
That's one of the four.
Page 2.
I need to be talk out there now for a second. Now
I propose the adoption of this minutes. What are the people who?
Then say I'm all for the adoption of the minutes with the corrections.
Thank you, Honorable Ntoko. Honorable Bach.
I think in the election.
Thank you. Yes.
Chair, before you close, I see there's a bulletin maybe it's me, so I want to raise a concern, Chair. I wrote a letter to the minister regarding Zambia, and he responded quickly saying, ask for a report. Now I'm putting to this house that this allegation regarding Venda municipality incomplete despite 29 million was paid to contractors, we must get a report from the department. Now I'm putting to this, it must not be my issue but this committee, because he said I must put it to the committee for us to request a report regarding Venda allegation.
Is that must put for us?
I must request for a report because I needed the allocation of Vembe. The municipality that has used the 9 million in incomplete stadium.
Oh,
stadium. Oh, I didn't say
stadium.
Oh, sorry. to solve. I'm requesting this house to move that, that we ask the department to give us a report regarding vendor municipality, regarding the stadium, which was plus minus 29 million. And it was paid to contractors, but when you see the nature of that stadium, maybe for my institution.
I want to put you to conduct. We have said we have written that to the minister, but who referred you to the committee? Because every member has got a right to write and request, and the answers are supposed to go to the member, because as the committee, we're not aware of that. And there's somebody who did a correct thing to get that, he or she is supposed to be answered. He must not be referred to a committee.
On
a, oh, you want to follow?
No, it was me that happened, that it happened to. The minister wrote back to me to say that I must come through you when writing to her, when asking questions.
No,
procedurally, it's not like that.
Exactly.
It's not like that. Let's correct that, and maybe let's assist our minister.
Sure.
That when a member of committee decided to get something, he or she has got a right to write to the minister.
Right.
That's why sometimes other questions will be getting from individual asking a department, that the department gets responses and will get to those responses after.
No, Chair, you are correct, because we also write questions to the minister, and to those questions we don't bring them here, and we don't expect the minister to refer members when they write questions to her, to refer members to this committee. Because the minister is the minister. He's got the executive powers. We are doing oversight. So I think the chair should correct that, because it can be correct. Otherwise, we end up not having a full cast at the court.
We might as well just clear that.
Yeah. Maybe, Chair, what we must do, I'll write an email again, but I'm asking whether this house can ask for reports. I don't want us to, we are putting from pillar to post. I'm putting to this house, this committee, this committee to request as a joint. Unless you say
this is
important,
I'm
not going to
tell
you,
and
then I'll take it from there.
No.
Chair.
Listen, honourable members, can I chair the meeting? Honourable Mshong, we don't know what we have got, and we have got a right.
Chair, may I assist? Because it seems like Honourable Mshong and myself both have two issues. He's got the stadium and I've got the cricket issue. Why don't we ask the minister to come and account to us?
No.
Why don't we invite her to come and tell us, brief us about
both? Honourable members, you have taken a correct procedure according to parliamentary procedures, that when you got something not discussed in the committee, being leaders, that you are doing oversight even outside the scope of the committee, we have got a right to write to minister, to president, to another minister, not even of this committee, and ask that question. So the only thing that we are saying, we are going to assist and correct the minister's office, saying that those questions, they must not refer to the committee. Individual questions, members, they've got a right immediate now that you want to take your mandate and your right because of the mistake that is created in that office. We must not allow that. The minister must respond to individual questions. And if you still remember, honorable members, even in the plenary, honorable members, they do rise saying that I've asked you a question, you didn't respond, or else thank you that you have responded to my question. There's no way that the question must refer to us, honorable members. Honorable Muteka, Honorable Mshongo.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think what you have addressed in the local council, that's how we work. Every department, we write news. Even some of us, we are measured through how many questions we do, ask on behalf of communities and all those things. So it's not a matter of that the minister was saying. We get answers and orders. But I think his request is this issue of speakers, because it's already postponed to us. Now all of us, we know about it. But we can't entertain it now because we don't know the details of he is the only one who knows the details.
Yes. Yes. Honorable members, he's taking that issue because the minister didn't answer or honorable. And the minister didn't say that I'm not going to answer you. He referred him to us. We are correcting that. That question is still standing. The minister must respond to you.
Yeah. I think this is not a question. I'm a question that's still outstanding since July. I stated she was there in our last meeting. I told her that I've got questions till July, you did not respond. Even the question for us to table the report, the ESAS call. This is not a question, it's for the department or for her to table allegation of this situation that I'm talking about. Now I'm saying because as a committee, Nati, this is not a question. But if I'll go back, but one of the things I'll be taking from pillar to post. Now, I wanted us as this committee to request. It's a report. I don't have more information. I'm not saying I have information. That report, I think, is a talk of the town, which November has used plus minus 29,000 allegations. But I don't want to just take that media statement and conclude. We need to know exactly what happened. That is what I'm asking.
Honorable Mosley and Honorable Rancourt, but I'm still maintaining that if it started to us, not to minister, we're going to entertain, but the only thing now is in the minister's desk. She cannot refer to us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. But it looks like Honorable Mshongo has got two things that he's speaking about. One, that one of the questions, but the other one is that he's actually pleading with the committee to perhaps take this as something that the committee can comment on. Now I'm saying Honorable Mbeka indicated that look, we are not privy to this. We don't have information. We don't have the nitty gritty of this thing. And until to such time that we get them, we are not going to discuss it, because what we be discussing about? Because it will be something that we don't know. I'm saying, Chairperson, unless in an instance whereby this is put as an agenda item that the committee should look at it, debate it, discuss it. That's the only way that we can get ourselves involved in it. But for now, I would like us to leave it as it is, like we are saying, Chairperson. And thank you very much.
No, Chair, and cover, Chair, Honorable News.
Honorable Mshong, whilst the decision of that go back to our minister, I'm suspecting sometimes as a committee, we do deal with something which we do have an insight, and correctly so, we are saying that it's something that is known publicly. Like, sometimes if we don't have facts of the public information. It can put us that we can ask each other, where do you get, what must we do? But I'm suspecting it's a correct procedure immediately that you feel that you need an answer, because it belongs to our department. We have a minister, we have a DG there. They're supposed to come together and respond to Honorable Mhlongo, and maybe it's then that maybe we can get that information. I'm saying, as we're sitting here now, I don't want that the ball must be shifted to us.
Yeah, I'm not shifting the ball. I think one of
no,
the
no, not by you.
Yeah.
Those who said refer to the committee.
But I think it's the same thing, Chair. I think that we're learning to I write letters to you asking reports to come here.
To
you as the chair.
I
wrote letters.
To whom must come here?
No, Sarkok, I wrote a letter to Sarkok to come here.
And then it did come.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Guti. It's same thing. Now I'm putting it public now to this meeting. I don't want to write letter to you. Now I'm saying to this house.
It's different.
No, but I'm saying now, you know, one of the things I'm allowed to, because I can see with this issue, when we address, I'm using all avenues. The minister must account, and now as the chair, when I ask you to present a report, you do that with writing. Now, I don't, Nizamu, we let her say, yeah, it will not be personal, much it's mine. And for information members, I don't have information regarding the details. I saw this, and it affects us when people ask in sports, what is happening? I must have right answers than to me support what I don't know. Now,
can I propose a little bit stronger? Because we are saying it's not a wrong question. Can you give me as a committee to write to the minister saying that there is a question about Vembe asked by Honorable Mhlongo. As a committee, we feel that you must respond, Minister. So I'm trying not to take to pillar to post, because you have started in the office. That office must know that if it didn't come to the committee, it's their responsibility. So now, if now we're taking Honorable Mhlongo as if we also have a responsibility, we do have, but if now I'm writing a letter that Honorable Mhlongo raised this thing in a committee, can the office assist to respond to Honorable Mhlongo? And surely you'll come saying that they did respond, Honorable Members, because we wanted that they must know that when things are directed to their offices, they must not shift to you know what, they know the rules, and we cannot jump even our good self. For instance, in this thing of Sasquok, I called Sasquok when Honorable Mhlongo said so. I said I was already called them to the committee. They did come, and as we are sitting here, Honorable Mhlongo was saying, Minister, there is a report of Sasquok, and the minister responded. So there are those things that we cannot respond as a committee. There are those things that the ministry must respond. So the only thing that I don't want to Honorable Mhlongo saying that he has been taking pillar to post, because that question is relevant to that office. So the only thing that I will be assisting is to write to the minister saying that Honorable Mhlongo ask this question, can the office respond? And fortunately, this is an office of a minister. Even before I write, that's why they are supposed to be with us every now and then, in order with immediate effect. And as now was telling us that the minister, she's not around. The first thing, when the minister is not around, deputy minister or the office of DG can get this information and respond on the behalf of the minister. So it cannot be that it must come to us, but we do understand, Honorable Mhlongo. Thank you, Honorable Members. You know what, when we are all here and when we are debating issues of sport, that's what I've been appreciating about this committee. with things and issues of sport, we do discuss. We not always differ, but we put things to perspective. By this now, the meeting is closed.
VPS issues.
What about the VPS?
VPS. I wish that there are people who say that.